from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Islamic insurgents continue to control Syrian city. Syrian state media report dozens of families have been fleeing the besieged city of Aleppo after government forces opened a humanitarian corridor. The city had been sealed off for weeks as Syrian sources bombarded the city. UN officials and aid groups have demanded the Syrian government open routes to the city for aid deliveries, warning the estimated 300,000 people there are facing dire food shortages. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State forces has reported more airstrikes on a key city outside of Aleppo. Officials and Taliban sources in Afghanistan confirm the Islamist insurgency has overrun another district in the southern Helmand province, which borders Pakistan. Some of Afghanistan's most vulnerable citizens have fled their homes due to violence and are now facing worsening conditions. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
War and violence has forced many Afghans to flee their homes and move to other parts of the country. An Amnesty International report in May put the figure of internally displaced persons in Afghanistan at 1.2 million. Afghan government developed a national policy to help them, but has been unable to implement it. The United States Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction blamed the lack of implementation on corruption, lack of capacity, but also many provincial governments. However, Sayed Hussein Alami Balkhi, the Afghan Minister of Refugees and Returnees, said his government was working hard to help the IDPs despite difficult conditions. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A tense standoff between riot police and armed supporters of an imprisoned politician continued Saturday in the Armenian capital of Yerevan. Three gunmen who were barricaded inside of a police station for about 2 weeks were wounded Friday in an exchange of gunfire with police. Authorities said the gunmen shot first and the wounded inside the station were being treated by three members of an ambulance crew who were being held hostage. 165 people were detained during the unrest. The United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August the 12th. The mission of 10,000 troops was unable to intervene in the battles in the capital between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those who back the former first vice president, Riek Machar, because both are equipped with heavy weapons. Unrest in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 2 million. The UN Security Council has authorized a 228-strong international police force to deploy to Burundi to prevent human rights violations and provide stability for an intra-Burundian dialogue. The council hopes that the police presence will help create a positive atmosphere for substantive talks so the country can move beyond the political impasse. François Delattre is the permanent representative of France to the United Nations.
This resolution is not the end of the road, of course, but this is both a important step forward based on which we will work very hard with our partners of the Security Council to translate this resolution into reality and a very strong message.
Violence erupted in April of 2015 after President Pierre Nkurunziza sought what many viewed as an unconstitutional third term. Now, courts in three U.S. states, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Kansas, handed down rulings on Friday reversing restrictive voting laws. The decisions came just months before the November 8th presidential election, a hotly contested competition between Republican billionaire businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is a Democrat. The rulings in all three states will likely result in more minorities casting votes in November. The restrictive laws were mostly enacted after the election of President Barack Obama, a Democrat and the country's first African-American leader. Pope Francis continues his five-day visit to Poland, where today he celebrated Mass before a crowd gathered at a park in Krakow.
Buenos días a todos ustedes.
The Pope greeted all who had gathered for the liturgy and offered them a papal blessing. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.